great opportunity here to look at maybe the makeup on board Panala. For example, what interests are on the board? Is it all ex-planners or whatever? I think there's a lot of other interested bodies in the country that have an interest in seeing that there's a proper, sustainable development of our countryside. It's not just people, architects and planners in that line. I think the time frame for the public to make submissions is far, far too short. It's something that has a major impact, especially in the case of the local authorities being bypassed. And obviously, over the years, you have a lot of people concerned at the way people can object to projects or otherwise. For example, with a few cases in Donegal in the last couple of weeks, groups like Antaskin that can just object, and they would seem to have an undue influence in Bord Panala. But overall, I would welcome a review of it. I think going forward, there's an opportunity now to look at where the country's going and what type of planning, what type of housing, what kind of landscape we want. And it's also, particularly in Donegal, I think there's a need to address industry. It's quite hard for industry to get planning permission for certain types of development, and I would have experienced that. And even recently as well, where a lot of industry trying to come into the county, they would tell you not only is it hard enough to get planning permission, but it's also hard enough to get investment unless you're going with an IDA project, that type of thing. So it's very much to be welcomed. It's about keeping good, proper, sustainable planning in the county, but that doesn't mean to say that we have to say no to everything either.
Is there a potential contradiction here? Because on the one hand, people are saying we want to make it easier for industry to get permission, we want to make it easier for development to take place. On the other hand, people are saying we want more time to consult, we want more opportunities for communities to make their voices and their objection heard. Isn't there a danger that there could be an inherent contradiction here that slows the process up even more?
Yeah, well, I understand in other countries, particularly in England, if anyone's coming forward with a major project, they wouldn't be looking at themselves in a type of a time frame of 6 or 7 weeks. Like they look at it the long term. They look at it like they think could go to a board for all that. And there's no reason that plan applications, major ones like this, should go to a board panel or that shouldn't go. But, you know, we have to be realistic. Time must be given for a board panel to come up with the right decision. And the right decision has to take into view the local communities. We had a senior planner in Donegal County Council years ago called Gay Monaghan, and she says it's not about putting a glass bowl over a county and looking under it. The county has to be a living countryside where people can live and rear their children and have jobs. And you have to have jobs, and you have to be able to travel to your jobs. And there's all these things have to be taken into account. It's too easy just to start saying no or to drive all the jobs up into the East Coast into Dublin, but it's the same mindset where they end up having to drive them out of the country altogether to England and mainland Europe.